and daf lametesem et aleph, kansa arei ki ishtoi lechol davo. So the Gemara asks, lemai hilchese, what does it mean arei ki ishtoi lechol davo? Omar Rabbi Yosi b'achanina loymer shemegar shabeget, that he can give her a get, and there's no need of chalitza anymore, number one. Umarzira, and number two, after he gave her a get, he can remarry her. So the Gemara asks, Megar shebeget pshite. It's pshit he can go and give her her get. Why should you need chalitza? He made yibum already. So the Gemara says, Sal kedaita chamina, hoy laksiv ulakocha loy leisha veyibmo, Omar Achmone. It says, after ulakocha loy leisha, it says veyibmo. So she's still a Yevome. After Yevom, she still is a Din Yevome. Vadayim Yibume Arishin Aleo. She is still a Yevome, and I would think, Bachalitza and Beget Loi, that you would need Chalitza also, and Get is not sufficient. Because after Yevom, there's still Eishes Ameis. And you need Chalitza to be Mavkid Eishes Ameis. Kamash Malon. So the Mishnah says, Arei ki ishtoi lechol davo. And just like ishtoi, after a get, there's no need of any other matter. So within by Yevome, after a get, there's no need of any other matter. The Gemara asks, Machzira pshite. It's poshet, he's permitted to remarry her. Why not? Sal kedaita chamina, mitzvah derom yirachmoni alei, avro. The mitzvah that he was mutal on him to do, he did. The Torah was matter, the eishes och, the tzerech mitzvah yibum. Now that the mitzvah was done, so there shouldn't be a reason why the eishes och should remain muta. Is hash to take him alay be iser eishes och? Is kamash malon, but no. That the Torah was matter, so it's ready, mutter legamri, afilu, there's no need of the mitzvah anymore. So the Gemara asks, on both halachas, ve'eima hochinami, you're saying a very good, very too good havaminis, that it says, ve'yibma adam yibumi rishayni olel. So she should need chalitza. You're saying a svore, that the Torah was only matter the ishesoch b'mokim mitzvah yibum, and now the second ishes is not mitzvah yibum anymore. Omakro lekocha loy leisha kiven shalekocha rei ki ishtoi lechol dov. So we learn out from the word leisha that after the lekuchim she has dine isha ready, and so mamela these two halachas do not apply anymore. Let us see Rashi. Shemegar shebeget, v'lei boi chalitze. Umarzira imrotza. If he wants to, he can remarry her. V'lei mitzere olei. And she's not also. V'yibmo afopi she lekocha korilei v'yibmo after lekuchin. She's still a yevome. V'eima hachinami. Akula milsekoi, that both dinim should taka be, that she should need chalitza, and that she should be also to remarry. Lakocha loy v'yibma motzi lemichta, v'lo moli dechsiv le'isha, sh'mami narei ki ishtoi. V'yibma ilach derebi perikama leser tzoreis v'arayis, this is going to be more further. Ubilvad shitahik suboso al nichsay baila harisha. We had in the Mishnah, arehi ki ishtay lechodova. That means now she's completely like his wife. But there's one difference though. Ubilvad shitahik suba al nichsay baila harisha. He's not Mechuyev to mishabet her a ksube. The ksube is the old ksube from her first husband. He's not mechuyev to be mishabet her a new ksube. So the Gemara asks, my time, why doesn't he have to give her a ksubit? That this is not an ishus that he is making. This is an isha shehikna lo min ha-shamayim. And perhaps it could be moise if this is, he's taking over the ishus ha-meis. So memele, so this is a continuation of that ishus. So therefore, there's no chiv on him to write a ksube. A ksube applies when he's making his own ishus, so he has to be mechayev himself with a ksube. But this is isha hikna lo min ha-shamayim. Ba'afal pike, the Gemara says, ve'iles lo min harishin. But what is the halacha if there are no nechasim from the first husband? Is tekino lo misheini. So then there's a takone that she has to, that the second, that the yavam has to be mishabat or aksube. Kedeshe loitei kalo ba'inov lohitziyo. Because one of the purposes of ksuba is that he should not readily give her a get. So since he'll now will have to give her a ksuba, so that will hold him back. So if the first brother did not leave over the chosim for a ksuba, so by the yavam will be kala ba'in of loitziya. So therefore we said that then he has to go and write her a ksuba. Let us see Rashi. Isha hikna loy liyabim min ha-shamayim v'loy shibayt nechosov liksuboso. He wasn't mishabit his nechosim for a ksube. V'yochi lemochon b'cholay sheyirtze. So his nechosim is permitted to sell. V'les lo mirishoin d'les loy nechosim, then he has to go and write a ksube. Let us see Taisvis. Isha hikna loy min ha-shamayim. Vim taima. So Taisvis asks, umar maviach bekach ha-yavam. What does the yavam gain from this? Kiven de iles lo mirishin, kinu lo rabonon mishayni. Lamaise, if there's no ksuba from the rishin, he says, Lamaise, there's always a ksuba. Either there's the ksuba that is left over from the rishon, so that's the ksuba, or else he has to write a ksuba. So it would seem ishik nalay min ha-shamayim is a svarim, that he doesn't have to give her a ksuba, because this is not his ishus. But Lamaise, it comes out, he does have to give her a ksuba. If there's no ksuba from the first one, does have to give a ksuba. V'chiteime she'imocha horishe nechosov. Maybe the nafkamin will be like this. If the first one sold his nechosim, tolfa milekuchais afapi sheyesh b'nei chayrin l'sheini. That means like this. If there are nechosim which are sold, so those nechosim became, there are nechosim. Our Gemara says, if there are no nechosim, so then he has to write her a ksuba. But what'll be if the first one left over nechosim, but he sold those nechosim? So those nechosim are mishubit. Is af api sheyesh b'nei chayrin l'sheinis, even though the sheini has nechosim, he has b'nei chayrin, he is still mon from the nirsei harishain. So Taisu says, if that is the case, im kein teikalo be'inov loitzia. So then he is nothing holding himself back from giving her a get. That means like this, nechosim of the first husband is sold already, so he has no control over those nechosim. So he doesn't have anything from those nechosim. And if he goes and gives her a get, so she'll mourn from these nechosim. So he's nothing to lose and everything to gain. He wants to give her a get, he'll give her a get. So al-kochach, that what the Gemara says, that he writes a ksube if there are no nechosim from the first one, it does not necessarily mean that there was no nechosim at all. Afilu there is nechosim mishabodim, he still has to write a get. No, the shleite kalab ain of leitzia. Va'aymari the nafkemino sheyochel hayovon limker sodoisa, that the yovam can sell his sodois. When there's left by him the sodeis that he yarshin from his brother, pafilo ishtadev achakach sodeis shel meis. Even though later the sodeis of the meis got flooded, leitol for mimishabdi, she cannot mourn from these mishabodim. Vimoisa ishtoi terefes mehem. And if she would have been his wife, she could be teref from the Mishabod. Now let us explain Taisus. So Taisus wants to say as follows, that the kula is that, let's say, his brother left over a nechosim for the ksuba. We have nechosim for the ksuba. So now these nechosim are by the yovam. Nechosim are by the yovam. Kozman, he doesn't give her a get. They're his nechosim. If he gives her a get, he'll have to give her these nechosim. So these nechosim are sufficient that it shouldn't be kalabain of loitzia, because the Baal, he can use these nechosim, he ashen them from his brother. If he'll give her a get, he'll have to go and give her these nechosim. He prefer keeping these nechosim. So the tachlis of shleite kalabain of loitzia was niskaya. So lemaise, what do we have? We have over here, she's an isha that has a ksubit. It's not kala ba'in of lahitziya. So she has the ksube minichse by lahorishin, and it's not kala ba'in of lahitziya. Now, what's with his nechosim? So we said his nechosim, he's not mechiv to give her a ksube. That means if the shleite kala ba'in of lahitziya is taken care of, he doesn't have to go and give her a ksube. So now the shleite kala bein of leitzia was taken care of, because we have the nechosim from a previous husband. So there's no chiv on him to give a ksuba. So, when he sold his nechosim, there never was chala shibud on his nechosim, because he doesn't know her a ksuba. The nichse baila rishon, that's her ksuba. So he'd never owed her a ksuba. So when he sold the nechosim weren't meshubid for her ksuba, because he doesn't know her a ksube. Because there are nechosim to pay for the ksube. That's the nichsei habal. And it is not kalabain of leitzia. So he sold the nechosim without any shibut. Now, ishtadev b'nei chayri. The nechosim that the brother left over are now flooded. They're not here anymore. They're completely destroyed. So now, what happens now? The nechosim that he sold, lechayre, they can't be chala shibud on them retroactively, because bishas, when he sold them, there was no shibud. So lechayre, now the din is, these nechosim are not here, the brothers' nechosim are not here, And the nechosim he sold weren't meshubit b'shas the mechire. So that's what he gains. He's not mechiv to give her a ksuba. So in this case, it's finished. He can't mourn from those nechosim because there's no shibut. The brothers' nechosim aren't here anymore. That is because he doesn't owe her a ksuba. Vim hoisa ishtai, but what would the din be if she was his wife? And his nichsei b'nei chayrim became ishtadev, then you mourn from the shibodim that he sold. Because then, b'shas, when he sold them, he was mechuyiv aksube. He was mechuyiv to pay the ksube. So then, even though there's a din that, ein goyvim in the chosim b'shibodim b'mokim sheyesh b'nei chayrim, so kozman the b'nei chayrim are around, you can't mourn from the mishibodim, but the minute it's ishtadev b'nei chayrim, so you'll mourn from the mishibodim. So that is the kule that we have over here is in such a case where the brother left over nechosim and he sold his nechosim. So since the shibud wasn't chal on them, so now she is nowhere from where to mend the ksubit. So Taisva says, but that is not such a good teretz. Umiyu leman lemay deboy lemeima b'seif peik misha yonosi di shtadev bnei chayri loytol for mimishabdi kosh. But there's one man the yomah that says over there, filo by a husband alone, that the lekuchas kentainen inachte lachmokim ligvoyz. And you can't mum from the lekuchas, even though there was a shibud, because the leftover bnei chayrim. And even though now it's ishtad of bnei chayrim, we still can't mum from the lekuchas. So according to the shita, so what did he gain by saying ishik noloim in hashemai? The eshloimah, so Tosfos answers the nafkemino im girsha. So Taisva says the revach is as follows. He gave her a get. So he's saying according to the man the Omar that holds that from the Mishabodim you never could have mumped if it's ishtadev. But now he has his b'nei chayrim. He has his b'nei chayrim. So he's not, but since he gave her a get already, the ishtadiv was after he gave her a get. So that means Kozman, they were married, there was b'nei chayri that could guarantee that he won't be kalabayin of leitzio because this b'nei chayri and he doesn't want to give away these b'nei chayri of the brother. So Kozman, they were married. There was no need on him to be Meshabed his Nechosim to for Ksubit because we have the Tachlis of it's not Kalabain of Leitzia. Now he gave her a get. And now his Nechosim became, the Nechosim of the brother became Mishtadif. So now the Nechosim that were sold, Chlal, you can't mum. According to Man Diyoma, the holds Ishtadiv Bnei Chayrim Legovim Mishabdi. But the Shaila is, let's mum from mine. You give Bnei Chayri, let's mum from the Bnei Chayri. So the Teretz is, I'm not mechuyiv to give my Bnei Chayri for her ksuba. I don't know where her ksuba is. And now there's no problem with Kalabain of Leitzia because she's giget already. So Lamai said, that is the nafkamina. That is what Taisva says. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Mitzvah begodol liyabe. The mitzvah is on the godol liyabe. Loi rotzo. What if he doesn't want? And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what does this mean. He doesn't want to make Yibum. He doesn't want to make Yibum and Chalitza. But let us wait for the Gemara. Mahalchin al kol ha'achim. So then we go to the rest of the brothers. Loi rotzo. What if they don't want also? We go back to the Godel. For Imrim Loi, we tell the Godel, Olecha mitzveh, oicha loitz, oyeyam. So we tell the Godel, make either chalitza or yib. Tolo bekotten ashiyagdu. What if there was a cotton, and he said, let's wait for that cotton till we'll become a Godel. Hoy be godol at shiyovay mimdina sayom. What is a godol ha'achim, which is mimdina sayom, an older brother. And he says, let's wait for that brother to come from mimdina sayom. Oy cheresh, oy shayte, ein shaymin loy. We don't listen to him. El oimrim loy olecha mitzveh, oy chaloitz, oy yabe. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, mitzveh be godol, mi vaho yo habche lei rotzo me farish bigmore tala be cotton cotton mamish. Here means a cotton bishonim is not bar mitzvah. He want, let's wait till it becomes a godel. Ube godel or shahoye godel ha'achim bimdines hayom. the Godol Ha'achim was b'mdines hayom. V'yesh loy ach kan, and there's a brother here, ha'godol min ha'achim shalafoneinu. By the achim shalafoneinu, he's the Godol. But the true Godol Ha'achim is b'mdines hayom. V'tolo Godol Ha'achim shalafoneinu boy, loyma, hamtinu loy, you should wait for him, shuhu Godol mimeni. Shema yiyabim oischa. Maybe he'll be miyabim you. And forget, that would be the ideal mitzvah, that the Godel ha'achim should be miyab. V'hochi muchach b'gmore, that the Tala b'godel means Godel ha'achim. The Amrin in the Gemara says Toshma, u'b'godel ha'chiyovim imdina sayom, ein shaymim lo. We don't listen to it. So the Gemara asks, "V'salke daita chalitzes godol adif?" If you say chalitzes godol is better than bias cotton, amayin shaymim loy nimta dulma osi v'cholitz. Let's wait. Maybe he'll come and make chalitze. Al me oisay shemimdines ayom godol shabekol achimu. And that was the Gemara's kasha. If chalitzes godel is better than bias cotton, so let's wait. Olecho mitzvah. So we tell him the mitzvah is on you. She'af al pi she'ochicha she'bemedines hayom godel mimcha. Even though that brother is the true godel, he's the godel ha'achim. Kiven the ato godel ha'achim shalofoneinu, but you're the godel ha'achim shalofoneinu, olecha mitzvah, dishuye mitzvah loy mashehinon, v'ochi meforish b'gmor. So that means that we can't reckon with the godel ha'achim, because he's not lefoneinu. So, in shiye mitzvah loy mashehinon, se memele. So we only have to think about you and your other brothers. You and your other brothers, you're the Godol Ha'achim. Itma, we learned Amachloikes Ameroim. Bias Koten V'chalitzas Godol. What is the halacha if you have an alternative? The Godol wants to give Chalitze, and the Koten wants to be Miyab. Is pligi bo Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad oma bias cotton adife, v'chad oma chalitzes godel adife. Man da oma bias cotton adife, da mitzvah b'yibum. Mitzvah yibum is more choshev than mitzvah chalitze. So my mele, so therefore bias cotton is adife. Uman da oma chalitzes godel adife, b'mokim godel, if there's a godel, bias cotton, lav klumhi. Let us see Rashi. Bias cotton, v'chalitzes godel. Godel reitze lachleitz, the godel wants to give chalitze, v'cotton mimenu reitze liab. He wants to give you Bahai cotton, Sarashi says, lav cotton mamishu. The cotton of the Gemara is not like the cotton of our Mishnah. It's the cotton of our Mishnah speaking about tola b'cotton, achi yagdo, is talking about a cotton b'shonim. He's not a godel. And here we're talking about a cotton, we're speaking about a younger brother. Both of them are gedolim, but he's a younger brother. For high cotton, lav cotton mamishu, the cotton lav ba chalitza v'yibumu. He can't make chalitza v'yibu. Shemo yimtzo soris. This is shitas rameya. Rameya is chayesh lemiyute. So rameya holds that we will not permit a cotton to be miyabim. Maybe he's a soris, maybe he's a soris, or there's an eisha sor shalei b'moke mitzvah. Va'afilu, so memele, so according to Rameya, we zicha can't say bias cotton, because we will not permit a cotton to be miyab. Va'afilu man deloy chayish lemiyut. Narashi says, va'afilu, not according to Rameya. and we're not chayish lamit, v'katan mutar liyabe. So maybe that's pshat b'yiskotan. We're talking about mamishakotan. We'll take the lotion literally. From the sugya, it would seem that we're not speaking about a cotton that is not a godel, because the porch lekamon tolo be cotton at sheyagdil. Vishoni leishiu mitzvah leimashinon. So the Gemara says, by a cotton you don't wait. She mitzvah leimashinon alma be cotton mamish kulo meide. He says, the Gemara says later, claw, we will not wait for the cotton to become nisgadol. And it seems, for you have to wait. She mitzvah le'mashinon. So even though it seems he's permitted to make yibum, I feel like we don't hold like him, he's permitted to make yibum, but l'maisa, since also bias ben tes kemaima begodol, there were megareit, that we consider like it is not a kim of mitzvah sibum. So Zicha wouldn't say over here that we tell the cotton to be miyab, because the Gemara says later in the Mishnah that the cotton you have to wait. So kochach cotton over here means a godel who is younger than the godel that is here. So the Gemara says that one man the Yoma holds that b'mokim godel bias cotton lav klumu. The mitzvah a godel ramye. I'm not clear, but the lashon of Rashi would seem to be saying, we hear here a shaila in the Gemara, if chalitzas godel is better than bias cotton. So one man the Yomer says, in the etzem mitzvah, the mitzvah is bias cotton is better than chalitzas godel, because yibum is more chashuv than chalitza. That's the first man the Yomer. The other man the Yomer says, chalitzas godel adife, because b'mokim god will be his cotton lav klumi. The Gemara in Rashi seems to be saying not that be'etzem the chalitza of a godel is more choshuv than a bee of a cotton. The ha-mitzvah a godel ramye. Perhaps Rashi means to be saying that the iker chiyev is on the godel. He's the one that's mechuyib, so I don't take everything into consideration. I don't take anyone else into consideration. I only have to consider the one who the chiyiv is mutalam. That means if I would have two tzodim nakla, which is more chashuv, be is katan or chalitzas gadol, so it could very well be that's true. Be is katan is more chashuv, mitzvah yibum is more chashuv than mitzvah chalitza. But Rashi says over here, the mitzvah godel rami, that means that nothing else falls into the consideration. The mitzvah is mutal on him. So mamela, I don't have to start him. So mamela, you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah, so finish. So you want to give chalitza, so give chalitza. I don't take the cotton bechlal into consideration to put it on the scale and declare which one is more choshev. So now the Gemara wants to be poshed the shayla from the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Loi rotzo. What if the godel doesn't want? Marziren al kolach. My lab loi rotzo liyabeim elo lachleitz. He didn't want to make yibum. Mitzvah begodel liyabeim. It's a mitzvah to make yibum. Loi rotzo. So that means that he didn't want to make yibum. Who's asking to make chalitz elo lachlitz? Uktoni mahalchin eitz elo achin. We go to the achim. So we see Klo. He wants to make chalitz. And the best, the achim, it's bias cotton. Ishmami no bias cotton adife. Because we don't accept his offer for chalitz and we go to the achim.
Loi. So the Gemara says, no, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. Loi rotza lach loitz v'loi liyabe. Pshat is, he doesn't want to make chalitz, he doesn't want to make ibamida, he doesn't want to do anything. So mamela, so then we go to the Achim, because this person doesn't want to make everything, so we go to the Achim. Fine. So the Gemara says, the kevose gabi ha'achim. So if leirotza is translated, he doesn't want to do anything. The kevose gabi achim, leirotza leilach leitz leiliyab. So they also don't want to do anything. They also don't want to give chlitz and yibum. So now we're faced with a situation that no one wants to do anything. Amai chayzrin eitzel ha'godol. So what are you going back to the godol? That means we gave ready a drosha to the godol, the chshivas of mitzvah shibum mechalitze, and he politely says, I'm not interested. We said the same drosha to the kotan, he says, also not interested. So our droshas are not too convincing. So what are we going to go back now to the godol? Lemichfayu, to force him. Now, if he wasn't cooperative when we gave him the drosha, now we'll force him. So the Gemara asks, lichfayu liditu? So let's force the cotton. Why do you go back to the godel to force? Let's force the cotton. So the Gemara answers, given the mitzvah, lady day ramye, since the mitzvah is on the godel, lady day kaifina. So we force the godel. So lechere, we have to understand the havamin of the Gemara. I mean, why wasn't the Gemara noches to this? That you force the godel because it's mitzvah begodel. He didn't want to do anything. He didn't want to do anything. So now you go back to the godel. So it's a mitzvah on the godel. What was the havamin of the Gemara? So there's a beautiful reshash here. The reshash explains as follows. That by Emerson there's a mirror de kehore. The Gemara is a tzad that chalitzas godel, we're going now, that chalitzas godel is more choshev than bias cotton. That's what the Gemara is going now. And because of that, the Gemara says that the Mishnah is speaking about that loyrotza means he doesn't want to make chalitza. If he wants to make chalitza, we accept it with two hands. Finished. You want chalitza gavald? The chalitza's cotton is dust. He doesn't want to make chalitza either. So we go to the cotton. Now, what are we going to get from the cotton? Beer. Maybe we'll get beer. If you say lahaloche chalitzas godel is better than bias cotton, so why are you going to the cotton? We have here in front of us a godel that his chalitza is better than bias cotton. So let's force him right away to make chalitza. So what do we see from this? We see 100% chalitzas godel is better than bias cotton. But you don't force on that. It's better, it's more choshever, but that is not a thing you force. If he wants to do it, gevaldik. If we'll be asked which is more choshev, we'll say chalitzas godel is more choshev. But to force that we should have a chalitzas godel, which is better than a bias cotton, we don't force on that. So memela, so the gemara is moiridik. So now, fakel, on chalitzas godel we don't force. Now, so forget, we went to the cotton. The godel doesn't want to do anything. Fine. We went to the cotton. The cotton also doesn't want to do anything. So now, there's a din kfiya. The din kfiya is that someone should do something. And that is a din kfiya. And so memele, that's the only, and the din of chalitza's godel over bias cotton, there's no din kfiya. That I proved to you, because that's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks somewhere, the Kekashe. So you're up now to the cotton. So the din kvi is now stamazoi for the mitzvah to be niskayim. So force the cotton. Why do you go to the godel? That is pshat in the Gemara's kashe. Why do you go to the godel? So the Gemara answers, that is true. That means that we should use kvi for the mailah of chalitza's godel. That is true. We won't use kvi. But if we have to use kfiya in order to convince them to make pachlal, chalitza, so then we'll go to the gadol that we should get the chalitza mu'ula. That is pshat in the Gemara start. Elo lachloitz uktoni mahalchen Rashi al kol ha'achin ula yiyam. So we see that what that bias cotton is better. V'amai chayz reneitzel godul yamret bishleim d'chol leirotz v'rotzu d'mas nisin ayibam koyim. If you'll say the leirotz means that they don't want to make yibum, and we will say that bias the cotton is better than chalitzes godul, so it's very good. So first we went to the ketanim to see if they'll make yibum. Then we see that no one is interested in making yibum, so then we go and make chalitzes godul. Lahochi chayz remeitzel godul. The kivin the kulu boy lemichlitz. The iu nami boy lemichlitz. Everyone wants to give chalitza. Iu kodim. So it's good. Why you go to the godul? But if you'll say Babshat, the mission is he doesn't want to give chalitza also, amai chayzu neitzel godul. Pshita de la mechfayu la michlitz. We go to the godul to force him to give chalitza. V'nachvina liditu. So let's be kaifer the ketanim. V'loi nitrach bezn kulihai. So the Gemara said, no, now that there is a din kfiya, we already go to the godel, to chaparain the mitzvah, that chaparain the chalitza's godel. Now we learned that the Mishnah, tole bikotn at sheyagdil. If he said that let's wait for the cotton at sheyagdil, in shaymin like. If you'll say that bias cotton is adif, amayin shaymin loy ninterduma godol miyabim. V'letaymech. So what are you bringing a raya? So you're bringing a raya that bias cotton is not better than chalitza's godol. So that's why we don't wait for the cut. That's what you improve. Well, the time may chalish you a kash. But God, let's see, of Medina Sayyom, it says late in the Sefer, that if there's a God of Medina Sayyom, ain't shayim in loy, am I nim to do ma osi yom yam. Here, let us wait, maybe, here is zikha shver, that zikha, that be is God of Shabachim is zikha better than the be of the one that's here. El koshui mitzvah loy mashina. So the reason we don't wait, sigh for the cotton, sigh for the godel is, shi mitzvah loy mashina. The Tumas Hadeshin in Simen Lamed Hei, klaz ha-shayla, what is the din if it is in the middle of the week, and there's a lavone, the preferable Zman for Kiddush Lavone is Mitzoy Shabbos. People are Mavusim, they have Godim Noim. It's Mekabel Pnei Shechina. That's the preferable Zman. So, are we Mashe? Do we wait till Mitzoy Shabbos? Or do we Chaparain and we Mekadish the Lavone in the middle of the week? And so the Tumas Hadeshin says as follows. If there are enough days after Mitzoy Shabbos, and then that means even though we can assume there might be a few rainy days, starting from Mitzoy Shabbos and Sunday and Monday, but Al Kaponim, there'll be enough days that we can assume that we'll be able to be Mekadosh to Lavona the next week. Now we have an afshoros, maybe we'll be able to chaparayna Mitzoy Shabbos. Then you wait for Mitzoy Shabbos. But if there's a suffix, he might lose the mitzvah completely. So then, you do not wait for the hiddur. And the Tumas Hadeshin brings a raya to this halacha from our sugya. From a diyuk he made in our sugya. The Mishnah says, "Oy begodol at sheyovei mimdina sayom." So he has a kasha. Medina sayom means that it's a tremendous distance. Kol mokim rochik kari medina sayom. The Tana was in Eretz Yisrael. Medina sayom. So lechayra, why did it say medina sayom? And what if he's not a medina sayom? He's in Eretz Yisrael, but he has to come from another mokim in Eretz Yisrael. It'll take time for him to come. So the Tumas Hadeshin is medayik from our Mishnah. If he would not be Medina Sayyam, we'd wait for him. But since he's in Medina Sayyam, so therefore we will not wait. And what is the difference? So it seems from the Tumas Hadeshin that the cotton, we have to know what it's speaking about. Tola b'cotton at sheyagdil, how old is this cotton? Is it speaking about a day before Bar Mitzvah, or he's, we have another 5 years to wait? How small is this cotton? It's very unclear. But the Tumas Hadeshin seemed to be medayik from Medina Sayyam, that there's a distance for him to come. It's not, he can't come too soon. And Medina Sayyam is a place that could be, he'll never be able to come. And from the Tumas Hadeshin, it would seem that that's a Zman Merube. By Zman Merube, there's a Chashash of Shema Yomos. Maybe that brother might die. Maybe the Yovim here might die. And the same thing by Tola Bekotten at Sheyagdil is also Zman Merube. That's how he understood Pshat. And we might be lose out on the mitzvah. There's a Chashash of Shema Yomos. So Memela, so that's how he's Medayik the Locha from our Mishnah. That means we have a oifen that the mitzvah could be niskayim behido. The godol ha'achim is b'medina sayom. But there's a possibility, since it's rochik, there's a possibility by waiting for the hido, we might lose the whole mitzvah. Because it's mokim rochik. So there's a din of zman merubis, it's a chash of shema yomos, maybe that brother will die, maybe he will die. We'll lose out the whole mitzvah. So then we say shemitzvah loy mashehinon. But if it is azman korev, it's not medina sayom. So memele there's no chash of bitul hamitzvah. If there's no chash of bitul hamitzvah, then lemaisa we do wait. So that's how the Tumas Hadeshin loim pshat in the diyek of our mishneh. That's how he was bachiyah that if by waiting for the hiddo we are not endangering the kiyum mitzvah, then you do wait for the hiddo. But if we are endangering the kiyum mitzvah, then we don't wait for the hiddo. Let us see Tosfos. Ubecheresh v'shoite. Midaloi komar atshe yisrape, mashmed afilo tolo liyabim la'altar in shaymin. But he wants somebody not to be miyabim. You can't force her to marry someone who's not practical for her. Someone that has a potential for it. We had in the Gemara said, Hadi Lam Shat, if we hold that Chalitza's Godel is more Choshuv than Bias Cotton, so what is Pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara said, Pshat in the Mishnah is, that Leirotze, Leilachlitz, Leiliyabe, so then is what? Then is, we go to the next one. So the Gemara had a dig. So Leirotzo means he doesn't want to do both. So Memele, by them, it also means he doesn't want to do both. So no one wants to do anything. Gabiach Leirotzo, Leiliyav Leilachitz, Amai Chayzre. So now, why are you Chayzre? So Moses is asking a kasha, no one wants to do anything, so why are you Chayzre? Like this would be very good. They don't want to make him, so we go to the Godel to make Chalitza. But according to you, why are you Chayzre? Let's stay with the cotton. So Taisu says, Afulu leirotsu liyabim elalachleitz, avamotzi lemifrach. Now Taisu says, it seems the Gemara asks the Kasha with a pattern. That means, if the leirotsu of the Godel means, he doesn't want it to bow. So then you're saying, so then we have to say loyrotsu of the achim also means they don't want to do bow. So now you're making fear. So why do you go to the godel? Let's make fear by that. So Taisva says the kasha was not necessarily, the kasha did not necessarily have to be asked in that way. Afilu will say that the leirotsu of the achim is different than the leirotsu of the godel achim. We also have a kasha. So let us understand what Taisvus is saying. So we're learning the Mishnah's follows. The Mishnah says that the godel achim didn't want to make both. Fine. So then we go to the next brother. The next brother doesn't want to make hibum. Next brother doesn't want to make Yibum. He wants to make Chalitza. So what does it say in the Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah, you go to the Godel Ha'achim. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, why do you go to the Godel Ha'achim? He wants to make Chalitza. And what will be the Teretz? So the Teretz will be, no, we're kaifa the God of Achim to make Chalitza, even though the cotton wants to make Chalitza Mirzainai. It would seem that that is Pshat and Taisvus. That means Taisvus is saying, in other words, that the Seder of the Gemara's Kasha did not have to be asked the way the Gemara asked it. The Gemara asked the Kasha with a pattern that the Leirotsu is similar to the Leirotsu of the Godelach, but you don't have to say like that. I feel it's not similar. We also have a Kasha. So the Rishashas Medayik Mataisis of Isis, we would say the same Teretz. We would say, and that's Amir de Kechidish already. That's Amir de Kechidish that there's a din fear. We mentioned before, we see Nitazoi, we see that if he doesn't want to do anything, we go to the Tanim, even though we say that Chalitza's Godel is better than Bias Cotton, we're not kai for him to make. We go to the, he doesn't want to do anything, so we go to the Ktanim, even though we're saying that Chalitza's Godel is better than Bias Cotton. But we're not kaifa for that. And now the way Taisus seems to be saying, if we'll have Chalitza's Cotton and Akfi on Chalitza's Godel, we're kaifa the Godel. That's what it seemed from Taisvus. I think he says we don't pascal like that. We force the godel. So we see that we're not kaifa. Chalitza's godel is better than Bias Cotton. Afal pi kein, we go to the cotton, we're not kaifa. He wants to say there's a difference if they want to be miyabim or if they only want to give chalitza. I think Rav Shmuel says he doesn't understand the Teretz. The Gemara is saying that chalitza's godel is better than Bias Cotton. You're not kaife. So why are you koife if they want to give chalitza? Look the Gemara weiter. Is the Amri bebiye kula alme loipligi. Now the second lotion holds that bias cotton is zicher better than chalitza's godel. The bias cotton adife. Ki pligi bachalitza's cotton. The whole machloikis is, if you have chalitza's cotton, chalitza's godel, is there a mile of godel by chalitza? Behochi itma. Chalitza's cotton, bachalitza's godel. Pligi bo rabbi Yechen ve rabbi Yeshua, belaybi. Chad oma chalitza's godel adife. One said that chalitza's godel is adife. Vechadoma ki adodi ninu. That chalitza's godel and chalitza's cotton, there's no difference. Man doma chalitza's godel adife, do mitzvah begodel. Veidoch, and the other man, the other says, kimri ne mitzvah begodel in yin yibum. Ba yibum des a mitzvah begodel. Avole inyin chalitza ka adodi ninu. His own mile of godel is only by yibum, but if there's no, the godel is not being miyabim, chalitza de kadodi nida. Tna. Loi rotsu chayzrim eitzel godel. We had in the Mishnah of loi rotsu, if they didn't want chayzrim eitzel godel. My lab loi rotsu liyabim ela lachloitz. Oktoni chayzrim eitzel godel. So that means that no one wanted to make Yibum, but you go to the Godel. So the Gemara says, Loi, Loi Rotsu, Loi Lachleitz, Veloi Liyam. That no, that he didn't want to do anything. The Chvosei Gabi Godel is also, they didn't want to do anything. The Chvosei Gabi Godel, Loi Rotsu, Loi Lachleitz, Veloi Liyam. Ela amai choizren eitzel godel lemichfaye. So why? So no one wants to do anything. So why do you go to the godel? Lemichfaye. Lechfaye leditu. So the Gemara answers, given the mitzvah olay didei ramye, the didei kaifinam. But avoini, I don't understand the cheshbon too well. Here we're saying as follows. We're going according to the mandioma that holds that when it comes to chalitza, there's no mila of a godel over a cotton. Now no one wants to do anything. Now we're making a kfir. We're making a kfir that someone should do one thing. So why are we kaife the godel? What if we're not kaif him to make yibum, we're kaif him to do something. So why are we kaif for the godel? If in chalitza there's no difference between chalitza's godel and chalitza's cotton. In yibum there's a mile of a godel, that is true, but who says bachlaal will be yibum? It's not too clear. Toshma, tole begodol at shiyovi mimdines hayom, ein shaymiloi. Bisal kedai toch, chalitzes godol adife, if chalitzes godol is better, amayin shaymiloi, ninta dilme osi v'chalitz. You might make chalitzes and chalitzes godol is better. Pletaymeich, according to you, but you say that what? The chalitza's godel isn't better. But cotton at sheyagdol in shoymiloi. Amay ninta dilme godel miyabim. But maybe he'll grow up and he'll make yibum. Inami osi iu miyabim. Or maybe the godel that's a medina shem will also make yibum. Ela koshi a mitzvah loy sheinon. She a mitzvah we're not mashing. Zok de Gemara baita tnan hosom. We learned in the Mishnah mitzvahs yibum kaidames le mitzvahs chalitza. Mitzvah Ziba Miskoyda. Biri Shoyne Shoyne Miskabnum L'Shem Mitzvah. That was Davkan Umachabnum L'Shem Mitzvah. This is like Abba Shol. So then Mitzvah Ziba Miskoydemis. Abba Arshav Shoyne Miskabnum L'Shem Mitzvah is Omr Mitzvah Chalitza Koydemis L'Mitzvah Ziba. But now Mitzvah Chalitza is Koydem. Even though Mitzvah Ziba is better, but that's after you Yimachabnum L'Shem Mitzvah. Omar Rav ein koifen. So the Baal will learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns. So Rav is going on, Bismaneinu, that even though Bismaneinu mitzvahs chalitz is koidim, it's koidim, but ein koifen, but you won't force him to make chalitz. That means if the Yavam and the Yavam want to make Yibum, so they can make Yibum, even though Mitzvah Chalitza is Koide. Ki also lakami derav, omaluhu, iboyis chalitz, if you want make chalitza, iboyis yiyabe, bididoch tolarachmonim. Ve'im lo yach beitzaish, if you don't want, you can make chalitza, oim chofetz, iboyi chalitz, iboyi yiyabe, but if you want, you can make yibo. So this is very difficult to understand, that before we said there's no din kfiye on chalitza. Now here it's more than there's no din kfiye. We tell him, we start off by telling him, if you want you can make yibum. We tell him, boys chalitz, he boys yam, if you want you can make yibum. But he doch tala rachmane, vim layach beitzaish, ha'im chofetz, Iboy cholitz, iboy yabim. And lechere, what are you telling him this for? And you're bringing him a posik lechere this for. If you don't want, you don't make yibum. If you want, the Torah says you can make yibum. I mean, lechere, nowadays, the Torah is speaking about a person who makes yibum the way it should be made, with the correct kavonis. Here, bismaneinu, we're afraid the people don't make, so we tell them the posik. The Pesach says, im lo yach beitz, but if you want, you can make Yibum. Like we give him, we tell him, if you want, you can make Yibum. Tell him, but it's better not to make Yibum. I think the Motcha is to ask this Kashan Rashi. Va'af Rabbi Yehuda sovar ein koifin. Rabbi Yehuda also holds, even though bizmaneinu, there is a mitzvah to make chalitza, Afalpikin were not koifer to make chalitza. With the iskin Rabbi Yehuda begitte de chalitza, eich ploinis bas ploini, so in the get chalitza it says as follows, ploinis bas ploini, akrivas yas ploini, yevome kadmona lebedine. That the yevome was makariv, the yevom, to us. Vi ishte medino, and we found out, the achue de misna ma'abanino. We were mevare that this Yavam is a brother of the mace from the same father. We're mevare this. For Omri lay, and we tell him, itzovis liyabim yabim. Again, it's very modern. We say, if you want, you can be miyab. If you lay, if you don't want, itlalay raglach diyamina, you should go in tzaded lo regal yamin. V'itlo regal di emino, v'shores sine miyala agloi, and he did that, and she took off the shoe from his foot, v'yolkos ba'anpoi, and she spit in front of him, roike de mischazi labeidina al ara. A roike that Beznan could see. Taisu says, "Mischasn bei din alar nir legasinen alar leitzorich yom epek mitzvus chalitz gabi huoch bigoitz vokatos eru." He don't need alar, but we saw the roik. Rabchiye bar ivye mesayim bo mishmei de Rav Yehuda that it says in the get of chalitz vakrinu madr siv b'sefer erais edemaysh. We read the psukim, but it says in the Torah. Let us see Rashi. Osam tnan b'meseches pcheres. Omar Rav ein koifin. V'inecha l'tavaya l'yivumi, if both want yibum, ein kaifen oisei lachlitz. V'neima lav l'mitzvah mechavni, that we should say that not mechavni l'mitzvah. U'poga b'isa reishesach, el l'iboi miyab. So Rashi means to say that you can be a frum on your own places, but you can't be a frum on Yenna's places. I mean, if I myself, so I could say the mitzvah, bismanenus, mitzvah slitzus kedemus, still may won't be mechab. But if these two people want to be mechab, you can't tell them, if they want to be miyab, you can't tell them you're not mechab on l'shem mitzvah. So memela ain't koifin to give chalitza. They want to make him, let them make him. Now, Rashi says, but what is the din if he wants to be miyabim? I don't want him. She doesn't want yibum. She gives legitimate reasons why she doesn't want miyabim. So Rashi said, then it's a different story. If we could be matim, and that will motivate him to give chalitza, then we'll be matim. But if that doesn't help, so now Rashi said, that what it says, ain't kaifin on chalitza, that is dafkalt sprum kaif. If we have a shell, maybe there won't be mechavim l'shem mitzvah. But if she doesn't want yibum, and we can't fool him to make chalitza, then we'll force him to give chalitza. The Omar Rav Sheishes minayim liyibum eshenof leimuk eshchin shein chayis minayso. So then you don't force her to become the shabim. So the din is that we force him to give chalitz. Leitaim b'mukeshchin davka l'kol amaso shetita l'dvora. The Omar Bahamade ma'ase b'tzaydam b'bursi shemeis. There was a tanner that died. V'loy ach bursi, which has a terrible odor. A tanner v'loy ach bursi, and he had a brother that's also a tanner. The Omru Chachomim Yechayla Shetayim Olachicha Yisei Yechayla Lekabel Loch Ani Eini Yechayla Lekabel. So you see, if she gives a legitimate reason, you can't force her to be miyamta. Right, Peskin in Hilchos Amahopi, Kais V'Nigeres Mered Alarusa. Narusa does not want to become a Nesue. You write in Igeres Mered, in Yimagerei from Aksube, but in Kais in Igeres Mered, Arshe Meres Yob. If she doesn't want to be Misyabim, you don't force her to make Yibum. Mikol Al Holin Taime, Sarashi says, Kofina Lai. So then we'll force him. If you don't force her, we force him. The Cholitz, Bishat Laksube, Bechalani and Kaifim Dahoche, but so that's all sugya that says we are not koifer. Rashi says you are koifer if she doesn't want yibum. She gives a legitimate excuse. Our whole sugya is speaking about if both want yibum. So we should force them not to make yibum because of frumkeit that we don't do. Ikre besikriba. Itla tzidin la regu yamin. Nishaz ilonu debina roi kanir al eine dayonim. Beperg mitzvus chalitze. Bakrinu. Leuchafatzti lekachta.